Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, November 14th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the Spirit and the Word. Our text is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Pastor Chris says, when you read the Psalms, you'd notice that David knew the value of words, and he taught his son Solomon the same. It was Solomon who said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. David, his father, taught him that. David knew that death and life were within the power of the sword. They're in the power of the tongue. And he proved it when he confronted Goliath of Gath. You need to understand how he defeated Goliath. It's easy to think that he defeated Goliath with a smooth stone and a sling. But no, it was with words. Study the account in 1 Samuel 17. He was sure of defeating Goliath because he put his faith in words. He used the tools as guided by the wisdom of God. He had the stone and sling and words coming out of his mouth. He knew he didn't take Goliath out with a stone. The Spirit of God was upon him, and the Spirit of God uses words. Words release spiritual power. Without words, the Spirit will do nothing. Read our theme verse again. The Spirit was all over the world, but nothing changed. Then the Bible says, and God said. Suddenly, the Spirit acted, and whatever God said became. Hallelujah! At the second coming of Jesus, the Bible says he'll smite the Antichrist with the Spirit of his mouth, which refers to the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God, words coming out of his mouth. When you speak the word, you release the power of God into action on your behalf. So, when you face crisis in life, don't cower, don't panic, speak words. Speak and effect a change. Jesus said, you shall have whatsoever you say. Remember, words are powerful, but God's word is all powerful. Glory to his name forever. Please take this confession with me. My words release spirit power to build and program me for success, victory and progress. As the word of God dwells in me richly, through study and meditation, I speak faith-filled words, releasing the power of God into action on my behalf. Charting my course aright in life. Glory to God. For further study, please read Mark 11:23, Matthew chapter 12 verse 37, and Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, when you speak the word, you release the power of God into action on your behalf. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.